This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
The state of New Jersey has now declared war on its own residents, even while providing sanctuary protections for illegals who commit crimes in that state. It is extraordinary what's happening in this country and the lengths to which these Democrats go to destroy America, to imprison the American people while granting immunity to illegal aliens who commit violent crimes. So the latest chapter of this is in New Jersey. They've passed a law, of course, all Democrat lawmakers, they passed a law criminalizing the possession of firearms magazines capable of holding more than 10 rounds. Now, in case you didn't know, a typical 9mm pistol magazine will hold 15 rounds or 17 rounds. Many of them hold 20 or 21 rounds. It's normal. An AR-15 magazine will hold 30 rounds. That's also normal. Those are normal capacity magazines. Of course, the media calls them high capacity, but they're not. They're normal capacity. And an AR-15 high capacity would be a 100-round magazine, but 30-round is a standard magazine. So, of course, New Jersey says that if you own these gun magazines that you acquired legally, you must now destroy them, or you will be a criminal felon. And even worse, the New Jersey State Police is now planning on going door to door, running gun confiscation raids, and shooting people who resist. So they are going to wage mass shootings on their own citizens. And they're claiming that this needs to be done in order to stop mass shootings. So they're going to shoot their own citizens. They're going to arrest people. They're going to go door to door in a Stalinist style house hunt against their own citizens. This is what New Jersey has come to, and it is a war on the residents of New Jersey. That's the topic of this podcast. I want to urge you, by the way, just a little interruption here, read more about all of this at secondamendment.news or tyranny.news. We publish both websites and they cover important developments on these topics. Now, getting back to New Jersey, let's be clear. The New Jersey lawmakers have not required New Jersey thugs and, you know, state police, law enforcement officials to carry only 10 rounds. No. They're going to be able to carry the standard magazine capacities, such as 30 rounds for their rifles. They're going to be able to carry 15 round or 17 round pistol magazines. But you, the citizens, you have to give up those magazines, even though you purchased them legally, even though you are a law-abiding citizen. And at the same time this is happening, these New Jersey Democrats, they're calling for open borders so that America is invaded with violent, criminal, illegal aliens who are engaged in drug running, violent crimes, human trafficking, also weapons, illegal weapons trafficking. And you are not supposed to have the right to defend yourself against those criminal aliens that the Democrats are wanting to rush in and overthrow the country. You see, so the citizens get punished. The citizens are targeted while the illegal aliens are granted absolute immunity. And the Democrats themselves, who run the government, they are granted the ability to have 30-round magazines because it's all about concentrating firepower in the hands of the corrupt government. This is tyranny that you are witnessing. This is absolute, uncontrolled tyranny. This is what our founding fathers warned us against. And this is why the Second Amendment exists, by the way. Not to shoot deer, not to go hunting, but so that the citizens could be armed to stop the encroachment of tyranny upon their civil liberties. It's exactly what we're seeing right now. The people of New Jersey, I believe, have a constitutionally protected duty to resist this illegal law. It is unconstitutional. Even though they were able to pass it, it is unconstitutional and it deprives the people of New Jersey of their God-given right to defend themselves in their own homes against both violent criminals as well as authoritarian government tyranny, which is what New Jersey is now demonstrating every single day. And when those, I mean, I have a question on this. How much bloodshed do the New Jersey lawmakers want to see spilled on the streets of New Jersey in their quest to go door to door and confiscate magazines and shoot people who own them and arrest those people? Because guess what? Some of those people have already drawn a line in the sand. Some of those people are going to shoot back. Some of those people are going to say to themselves, this is it. I'm not giving up my magazines because next they're going to come for the guns. And if you give up the guns, then next they're going to come for you. They're going to imprison all patriots. They're going to imprison anyone who is a Trump supporter, anyone who is a conservative. This is how it happens. It's the ratcheting up of tyranny. First, they say, oh, it's reasonable. No one needs a 30-round magazine. Just limit your magazines to 10 rounds. And if you go along with that, then 2 years later, no one needs a semi-automatic firearm. Everybody should just have bolt action. And if you go with that, you give up all your semi-automatic firearms, then 2 years later, no one really needs a bolt action. The government will keep you safe. But of course, all this time, as you're giving up these magazines and you're giving up these firearms, guess who has them? Oh, the state government is stockpiling all these weapons so that government thugs can be armed with full capacity magazines and AR-15 semi-automatic rifles and anything else that they need to mass murder their own people. This is history coming back, repeating itself again. This is the Nazi regime. They disarmed the Jews before they murdered the Jews. Stalin, Mao in China disarmed the people before the Cultural Revolution when they mass murdered people who resisted communism. New Jersey is following in the footsteps of the Third Reich, following in the footsteps of the former Soviet Union, you know, the Stalin Revolution that created it. This is the left declaring war on its own people. Make no mistake, have no illusions, people. This is it. And I dare say that this is where we, the people, have to draw the line in the sand and say, no, you do not encroach upon our Second Amendment. You do not have the right to disarm us, the law-abiding citizens, while you are flooding our country with criminal, illegal aliens, and while you in the government are corrupt and you are weaponizing government against the people. No, we do not consent to your illegitimate, false authority. And I just wonder, I've even wondered this in an article that I posted at newstarget.com. I wonder if there are going to be resistance groups in New Jersey that declare New Jersey lawmakers to be, quote, enemy combatants. Because it's clear to me that what they're doing is waging war on the people of New Jersey. That has become obvious at this point. And, you know, similar things are happening in California, in Colorado, in Oregon, Washington State. It's absolutely insane. And of course, they also have these red flag gun laws where they can just flag you and come take away all your weapons without anything resembling due process. A secret court hearing, a judge order, and they come take away all your guns and you have no right to defend yourself. And they can do it based on anything. A phone call, a social media tip, anything that says that, oh, you might be a danger to society in their view. Why? Because you own guns. And thus they're going to come take them away. And guess what? They've already murdered people using these red flag laws. Law enforcement has shown up and murdered people, shot people, because they didn't want to give up their guns. That's already happened, and it's going to continue to increase. Folks, this is a war on America. This is a war on your liberty. This is a war by the corrupt left-wing bureaucracy, a war being waged against America. Nothing less. Stay informed. Keep reading my website, newstarget.com. Check out secondamendment.news and also see my videos at brighteon.com. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Be safe. There's a lot coming.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.